Boom.
I have a lot of energy. I am very ready.
As much as anything, I feel like it'll be fun to hear us, like, peak and then crash over
oh,
the
Oh, yeah, no, we're gonna crash. But not right now.
Not right now. Right now we're on a high.
We're vibing.
Okay. Let's just get it going.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Hello and happy new year, everyone, and welcome to Two White Girls Talk Bollywood. I'm Kim.
And I'm Katie. And we're here to talk about singing and dancing and Bollywood boys.
The most singing, the most dancing, and probably some of the most Bollywood boys
yes.
of all time.
And one of the best Bollywood women ever.
W-H-O-M-E-N.
Women. Yes. And I think that we had already advertised this as an episode that we were going to do slightly tipsy. Uh-huh. But for anyone coming in new, fresh.
Yeah, coming in blind.
Unaware. We're tipsy. Well, I'll speak for myself. I won't speak for you. I'm tipsy.
I'm tipsy. So we watched the movie Happy New Year.
Of course we did. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Truly, truly. But so last year we devised a drinking game for this movie.
Yup.
And this year we watched it, played the drinking game, and now we're recording immediately after having finished the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the state we're in. This episode brought to you by White Claw, and what was it you were drinking?
It's Long Drink. It's a Finnish company.
Excellent. Very exotic.
Oh, yeah. Not at all Indian. So
no.
Apologies for that.
Yeah, no. So Happy New Year is a movie we watched many times.
So many times. And it's so stupid.
It's really stupid.
And I love it. Like, I understand that some people would be like, why do you keep watching this? It's trash. Yeah. But it's so fun and good.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Like, I respect that opinion that it might not be a good movie.
Sure, but it's entertaining.
But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's got great music. It has spectacular dance numbers. It's got Shah Rukh Khan. It's got Deepika Padukone. Everything about it.
Yeah.
Is fun, except for the occasional
racism.
Casual racism.
Yeah. I did not make a note of that this year just because
no,
I feel
neither.
Like we did talk about it in our original Happy New Year episode last
yeah.
year where we did a more formal recap of the plot. So if
yeah.
you want to hear about us acknowledging the racism, it's in that episode.
Right. Yeah. But this year, I think we just stuck to our tipsy opinions.
Yeah.
Which are largely positive
oh my God.
On my part.
So positive. I have so many things to say. So many things I noticed for the first time, too.
There were a few things I noticed for the first time, too.
But I want to start by asking you, when did you know you were drunk?
Okay.
Or tipsy, so, if we're using the PC term.
This isn't exactly an answer to your question, but for the first, like, hour of the movie, I was drinking outside the drinking game.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
And then I realized...
You're going to get too
that
drunk.
I finished my drink at the first waterfall.
Yeah.
At the first moment. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah, you have to... Yeah, you have to pace yourself a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Also, is it okay if we swear in this episode?
I think so. We'll just... I don't know. Yeah, it's fine. Let's put an explicit tag on it.
Explicit content.
We're drinking.
But yes.
We can't... I was going to say gird our loins.
We can't do that either. Gird our swears or gird our loins. Just flapping in the breeze
it's
here.
It's all out there.
What about you? When did you realize you were tipsy?
So you already know this, but for the audience, I have a dog. She has a schedule. Mm-hmm. She needs to get W-A-L-K'd at a certain time every day. And it's hard to fit in a 3-hour film before you're going to record for potentially up to 2 hours in an evening. Yeah. So I had to split my movie time. So I didn't want to front load my drunkenness.
Right.
If that makes any sense. So I started out like kind of liberally drinking outside of the drinking game for like the first 30 minutes or so. And then I was like, whoa, I need to slow down. So then I did slow down with the intention that I would just go full speed post W-A-L-K.
Sure, sure.
She's in the room. She can hear me.
I can say it. She can't hear me. Walk.
Yes. So I think I'm a little bit weird where I was like a little tipsy on my excursion, as I call it, but I didn't really get into it until like the final hour and a half of the movie. But it was when we've talked about it before. It's one of our favorite moments. But when Rohan is just like a very beautiful girl, very pregnant. And I just started laughing, like, uncontrollably. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, that gave me, like, a solid 3 minutes of enjoyment off of that one line that I already knew was happening.
Yep.
Yeah, that's when I knew.
That's a good one. There was a moment, and I'll talk about it in more detail when it happens, but there was a moment during India Wale where I was crying laughing, and at that point my fiance was home and he was like watching me
movie. we're so okay best. we're excellent. Yeah.
Is there anything else we should talk about before we like just talk about the movie?
I don't think so. So yeah, our format's a bit different because why not? We already did the official recap. If you want to hear it again, listen to our first Happy New Year episode. But you don't need to hear a plot recap again.
No.
So we're just going to like talk about the stuff we like. Should we mention who's in the movie?
Let's do that. Let's go through our cast here quickly.
Okay.
So we already mentioned Shah Rukh Khan as Charlie, Deepika Padukone as Mohini, Abhishek Bachchan as Nandu, Bowman Irani as Tammy, Sonu Sood as Jag, who I was feeling Jag this time around.
Okay.
Like, just, he and I were vibing. It was great.
You were in it. Uh-huh.
And I found out something very interesting about Vivan Shah, who plays Rohan.
Oh, he's so cute.
He is very cute, and he is Nasiruddin Shah's son. Do you remember who that is?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's his son?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
You know what? I can actually kind of see it because Rohan is like cute. He's just like, he's cute. And his features are soft.
Like, you can trust his face.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And Nasiruddin Shah also has a very like soft face. I don't know how else to explain it. It's not like a featureless face. That's not what I'm saying, but like a gentle. He's got a gentle handsomeness.
Yes, there's a warmth to his handsomeness. Yes.
That actually tracks so much. That makes me so happy.
It made me very happy too to discover this.
Yeah.
And then lastly, Jackie Shroff as Charon Grover and Anupam Kher as Papa.
I was like, we gotta acknowledge Papa Anupam Kher, who's not really here in any meaningful way.
No.
But
he's here, nonetheless.
He's always here in our hearts.
He goes with us everywhere we go. I think that talking about this movie is where us calling all the dads in Bollywood movies Papa, I think it originated here.
From Happy
Papa
New
Anupam Kher.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that also brings me to another thing. Should we go through the rules of the drinking game?
Sure, yes.
Okay. I also did have some others to suggest.
So I also wrote down a couple others.
I don't know if we should do that at the end or...
Maybe as we go, we can point out, like...
Okay, that's fair.
Ideas.
Yeah. Because
that's how I noted them down, so that's the only way I'm going to remember them.
I put it in a separate section, but they are in chronological order, so I can deal with that. But the rules of our drinking game. Drink every time Charlie references two of something. i.e.
that happens a lot.
There's two kinds of people in this world. Or I even drank when he was like, Nandu can do two things. Like,
oh yes,
it's all the dualities of the world.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a better way of phrasing it. Charlie points out a duality.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because he also starts by being like good and evil, or like whatever, poor, yeah, rich, and whatever. Drink whenever Jag mishears something.
Mm-hmm.
Drink whenever Tammy has a seizure.
Yes.
Drink whenever Nandu's snake dance occurs. Which is a fair amount.
It is a lot, yeah.
Drink whenever someone mentions New Year's, which mm-hmm. does not happen as often as you would think.
No, that's one. I feel like that one we should expand to New Year's and Christmas.
Yes, because once they were like, this is Mission Merry Christmas, I was like, what are you talking about?
The movie's called Happy New Year.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay. More on my thoughts on that later.
Okay.
But weird. Drink whenever the color blue is prominently featured, which it turns out is like the entire movie.
Yeah, there's someone wearing blue in every scene of this movie.
And it feels like very intentional. And I'm like, yeah, why? But then I was like, I'm not doing research this week. I'm not looking into it. But like, Charlie's bedroom is blue. Mm-hmm. Like when they then shift to Atlantis, all the chairs are blue. Grover's in a blue suit. Like, you can't tell me this is not intentional.
I mean, it happens so much that it has to be intentional.
Yeah.
Like, is this Farrakhan's favorite color? Because it's a very specific kind of blue, too. It's always, yes, like, either, like, a bright, like, cerulean blue.
Yeah.
Or it's, like, the pale blue of Mohini's dress, yeah, in India Wale. Yeah.
But, like, and then even when there's, like, women in bikinis, two out of the three of them are in blue bikinis. I'm like, this is, yep, a thing. I don't know if we're coming up with a new conspiracy theory, but, like, it's not a conspiracy. It's happening.
No, it's real.
But our final rule, because in drinking games, in good drinking games, you always have to have a waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
We had waterfall as Mohini overhears Charlie talk about her behind her back. Stop when he notices.
Yeah.
And yes, you had texted me to say they were getting you. And they were getting me as well.
my lips went numb.
Yeah, my drink was a little too cold. If I'm being honest, yeah, I should have let it sit a little bit. So instead of like a true waterfall, I was kind of just doing like consistent sips.
Like gentle sips.
Yeah, I was like.
Let's talk about the movie.
Let's do it. Yeah. I wrote so many notes. I think we both should talk about the opening scene. Okay.
The opening as in the dance competition opening or the wrestling match
the wrestling great. Match okay, yeah,
because go right into what's important here.
Yeah, I was like, all right, Charlie's muddy intro
mm-hmm.
with all of the water just like cascading down his body, that's just never gonna get old. I've seen this movie like 8 times now, maybe more. I love it.
It's great. It's excellent.
Yeah,
I am almost certain that in the moment where, because, like, he gets up, he's fighty, uh-huh. and then he sits back down and he's like, I'm throwing the match, and then he gets back yes. up, he's fighty. In the moment when he gets back up, I'm almost positive that he says, main hunna.
Oh my god, it's like an Easter egg.
Yes, and I was like, how can I find out? And Netflix didn't give me the option of watching it with Hindi subtitles.
Oh.
And they translated it to something else in English, but I'm almost positive that happens.
Okay. Because there's a few other Easter eggs to, like, mm-hmm. Farrakhan films. I'll have to keep an eye out for that next year. It occurred to me in this scene for the first time, which is bonkers to me that it occurred to me for the first time. That's a thought I had a lot of times as I was writing down notes. I was like, how am I only noticing this now?
Yeah.
But for remind me, have you ever seen Fight Club?
No.
So sidebar, Fight Club's one of my favorite films. Whatever. That's not what we're talking about. But like a lot of people, when they talk about the quote unquote, like, ideal male body, which is obviously very subjective, but like mm-hmm. a lot of people do quote Brad Pitt in Fight Club. Like, he's got, like, 2% body fat, if that, you know, like, he's very lean. You can see every single muscle. This was the first time it occurred to me. I was like, Shah Rukh's body in this movie is Brad Pitt from Fight Club. They have the exact same physique.
Yeah, wow.
Exact same. So then I was just, I don't know why that mattered to me so much, but it did. I counted Shah Rukh Khan's abs. He has 10 of them.
10 is 10. So many.
10.
That's a decade's worth of abs.
Yes. And he was what, 40 at the time? Yeah.
It was 10 years ago, so he was like 50. He was almost 50.
Okay. Yeah. Man has 10 abs.
That's impressive. I hope I have 10 abs when I'm 50.
I definitely won't.
I won't either.
But I was like, let me just casually count these. And then once I got past 8, I was like, what?
Very impressive. I'm also just thinking about the men's bodies that I would rather look at than Brad Pitt's body looks like in Fight Club, if it looks like the way Shah Rukh's body looks in this. Yeah. I was just thinking, like, that's such a rude thing for me to say.
You know what, Kim? I actually think Brad Pitt's gonna be okay.
I was more concerned about offending Shah Rukh Khan, but
no, I think actually I had the thought as I was having that thought, as I was like, oh my god, you're in such good shape, you have 10 abs, wow, that's incredible. It is incredible. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't want to be anywhere near that.
No,
in
right.
any sort yeah. of intimate context.
Yeah, no. It's a lot to unravel.
That doesn't seem very comfortable to me.
No, it's very, very firm, very hard.
Yes, yeah. So it's one of those things where it's like, I'm impressed by it.
Yeah.
It's fun to see. I'm just saying out there for any boyfriend of mine.
Any boyfriends of Katie's who might be listening.
There is specifically one. But
or
that's
just
not what I need in my life.
No, or just any male identifying person who's listening. One, you shouldn't care if we find you attractive. Two, we find such a wide spectrum male form attractive. You know, like, yeah. I just think that there's so much to find attractive in all humans everywhere.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
And there are some moments where you might be more drawn to a Shah Rukh body, and there are some moments where you might be more drawn to a completely different looking body.
But
and
I
that's
also,
fabulous.
Yeah, but I do like that, like, you know, using Shah Rukh as an example, I am just as attracted to him in DDLJ as I am in Happy New Year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he has a very different, like, body type.
Yeah, he's kind of a normal shrimpy guy in that. And he's still very handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about the way you carry yourself.
Yeah, it's about what you bring to the table as an individual, not about your physique.
Interesting that this is turning into like a dating advice podcast. I guess we drink a little and this is what happens.
We just start to wax poetic. Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I had to say about that scene.
That is all excellent. Should we just kind of go, like...
Yeah, what's your next thing? Because my next thing is, like, Jag's intro.
Yeah, I wrote down about Jag's intro just that we should have had something about abs in our drinking game.
Oh my gosh, you reminded me. Okay, thank you. I did say, for additional drinking game rules, I was like, how fun would it be? I kind of another waterfall, which I don't know. Usually drinking games only have one waterfall. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of like, if we were going to do a second one, I would say drink as long as Shah Rukh Khan's abs are on screen. Because he's not shirtless that often.
He's not. And I almost feel like I like the idea of drinking every time you just think to yourself, like, man, look at those abs. Because, like,
that's
could be Shah Rukh.
Jag.
That could be Sonu Sood. That could be Deepika Padukone. Like, there's a lot
of abs. Oh, my God. Her
abs
are incredible. That's so true. Yeah. Okay, I like the general, like, drink when you're impressed by abs.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. I did have one. I'm not super, like, dedicated to this one, but I said drink when Charlie's called a thief's son.
I think that's a good one.
It happens a couple of times because, again, I do think our existing drinking game rules could use some bolstering.
Yes, I agree. There were a few different sections where I was like, I haven't had a drink according to the game in a long time.
I was definitely drinking, like, outside of that.
Me too. I think that's a good one.
Yeah. But then we got to, like, the Jag working his movie scene. Mm-hmm. And that was where I got some other ones. But also, you might have mentioned this. I did not re-listen to the Happy New Year episode from last year. But did we talk about the fact that the director of that movie is wearing a Star Wars shirt with Han Solo's face on it?
If we did, it was cut out of the episode. What? But I almost feel like I do remember.
I was kind of like, I feel like Kim brought that up. But I didn't remember it either. And I was like, how am I noticing this for the first time?
It's good stuff. Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
And he also references Darde Disco.
Right. Which we definitely did talk about.
Yeah.
Because, again, there's so many references to Farrakhan films. Specifically Om Shanti Om.
If I were Farrakhan, I would do that too. Reference my own body of work.
She's making her own cinematic universe, and I'm here for it. But I was also wondering if we should add to the drinking game, drink when steam comes out of Jag's ears.
I could have sworn that we had put that in the drinking game, and because it didn't actually come up in last year's episode, I didn't want to, like, taint the purity of that.
That's
but
fair.
I feel like that should be in there.
Yeah, I agree.
It only happens a couple of times, but...
I agree. Okay, we'll add that for next year, too. I also said drink whenever Charlie does a voiceover.
Mm. See, the thing with that is I feel like every time he does a voiceover, he also does the duality thing.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, we can do it, and then if we... we can
then
always
you just double drink. It's
from the
fine.
Drinking game if we have to.
You know, this is great. We'll just keep adding things to the drinking game, and then as we get older, we'll be drinking more, and it's definitely going to end up going well for us.
Exactly, yeah. That's how it works when you drink as you get older.
Yup.
Better and better, the experiences for you.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I have about that.
Those are the drinking game points we've gotten to so far.
Mm-hmm. Hot take, mm-hmm. in that it's not a hot take. Peter is the MVP of this whole film.
I love Peter. He is so adorable and funny, and I just want to be his friend.
Yeah, he's just like the cutest, sweetest lad.
He really is.
Yeah, I love Peter. Like, I don't really have anything to add for him in the drinking game, but it feels important to talk about him.
I agree. I also love Peter. I did write down the moment where one of the other goons at the nightclub, like, decides that he's attracted to Jag.
And he farts.
I wrote, quivering nipples, farts with arousal.
I know. I did not make a note of that, but I was like, can you imagine a world? In which you get aroused and then you get gassy as a result.
This is romance wind. Remember romance wind?
That's
what
so
that is.
Right. Oh, man, that's complicated. Yeah. The time you least want to pass gas.
It just happens to you, yeah. Can I jump ahead to Nandu's entrance?
Absolutely. I didn't write anything about that.
I just wanted to say, speaking of, like, things that we find attractive about male-identifying people.
Yeah.
If you have ever been a part of this human tower building tradition, and then, like, the one guy, like, climbs all the way to the top and smacks the thing, like, you're hot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just need you to know that.
I mean, again, right? It comes down to competence.
Yes. Yes.
That's competent.
It's competent. It's, like, slick.
Yeah.
It takes strength.
Yeah.
It takes endurance.
Also, you've been picked. You've been chosen to be mm-hmm. the top of the pyramid.
And the bottom. Like, wherever you land in that pyramid, like, you're doing some stuff.
That is so true. And then you pause before the vomit happens.
Yeah, that's not so great. I mean, it's okay if you have vomited.
It is. Yes. Shout out to all the boyfriends out there, definitely not mine, who have vomited in their girlfriend's presence.
Shout out to me, who has vomited in your presence.
You know what? time to toot my own horn, but like, I handle vomit very well. For the people I love. Oh, yeah.
You just do what you gotta do.
No problem.
Business taken care of.
But yeah, as far as a stranger I don't know, I don't need to see you vomiting.
No, I agree. I'd rather avoid vomit in most situations, but...
But I do agree with the yes, that whole custom and ritual. It's good.
Yeah. And to be clear, too, if you are not a male-identifying person and you have taken part in that ritual, you're also hot. Like,
yeah.
Just...
Oh, yeah. I just might not be sexually attracted to you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But that's okay. That's our problem and not yours.
Yeah. I'm putting forth the potential rule that we drink whenever Tammy pulls something weird out of his bag.
I think that's a good one because then it's pretty much just like constant drinking through that one scene.
Yeah.
And then never again.
Yeah. And like in his intro, he pulls out some weird stuff too.
He pulls out a fan.
A fan and maybe like a water bottle. So those things actually aren't that weird. But like the strawberry milkshakes, the pineapple upside down cake. Yeah. That's weird.
That is weird. It's weird to have that in your satchel.
Yeah. So I do like that rule as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next thing I have written is when Charlie starts to like debrief the plan.
Yes.
Okay. This was the first time. Apparently when I drink, I get kind of like nitpicky and cynical, which is totally okay. Fine, I guess. But like, isn't there a world in which they could have just gone to Atlantis at the same time as WDC and broken into the room and just gotten into the safe that way? Like, did they actually have to go the route of doing the whole dance performance thing?
It's funny you mention that because I was thinking that too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, clearly Charlie got in just as like a maintenance guy. And that's how he stole the Allen wrench.
Yes.
The all important Allen wrench.
So is the real plot of the film this man who has felt like he couldn't follow his heart's desire and dance? And so he has now done this elaborate plan in order to fulfill his heart's desire and dance?
I love that. This man who is like just broken by the death of his father, who's like, I need brightness in my life. I'm going to get all of the people I love the most in the world to dance with me on a world stage.
Yeah. This is the true sequel to Footloose. The Hindi language film Happy New Year.
I think it makes perfect sense. I appreciate that observation. I also wrote down, I would like to trade lives with Farrakhan. Like, there are lots of people I would trade lives with, but Farrakhan is high on the list. Because it's like, you know, you've had this super prolific career, and then every now and then you're like, I want to make a movie. But I'm only going to cast all of my friends who I have the most fun with, and we're just going to have a great time. And it's sort of like nepotism, but it's better because it's just who do I have the most fun with?
Right, you're not necessarily related to them.
No.
Yeah, it's just like cool people that you know.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Well, and that's what I love about Happy New Year is like, it's not pretending to be anything it's not.
No.
It's just a silly film.
Yeah, it's very silly.
It's made for entertainment, and I am, and continue to be, highly entertained.
Same. There's also, in the background of one of the sort of, like, debriefing the plan scenes, there's just, like, a cyborg.
What? I missed that.
There's, like, a staircase and bookshelves under the staircase, and then there's just, like, a robot man. He's just standing there. He doesn't do anything. He's not a part of the movie. He's just there.
And so we get to the other question, which often comes up in these types of films, where it's like, what is this warehouse? What is its original purpose? Were they building robots or were they a library?
Maybe. This was the first time I think that I processed that this warehouse was where they had also been building the safes with Papa Anupam Kerr.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just like one line. Charlie's like, and here we are at the place where we built the safes. And then later you see them, like in the flashbacks, you see them like in there doing their thing.
Oh.
This is the safe building warehouse.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, it doesn't explain the cyborg.
It really doesn't. I don't know that anything ever will.
Okay, sorry. This is like Terminator 4.
Terminator 4 meets Footloose. Yeah. Meets The Italian Job.
Yes. Because they're like, that is actually a cyborg who was sent to kill you, but he's not been activated yet. That'll right. happen later.
I've never seen any Terminator movies.
I actually recently watched Terminator again, uh-huh. and I watched T2. Highly recommend them. They're genuinely very good films.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'd be into that.
Anyway, next, Mohini.
Oh, yes, Mohini. Okay.
Hold on, let me just make sure
there wasn't anything else. There actually was one line, just real quick. We get a sort of a flashback. The first time Charlie's kind of talking through the first half of the story of Papa Anupam Kaur going to prison. There's a line where he's talking about how Char and Grover, like, drugs his drink on New Year's Eve. And he says, he drugged my dad. And that was one of the moments where I was, like, laughing so hard. Just, like, that line and the delivery of that line that I was, like, tearing up a little bit.
He drugged my dad.
He drugged my dad.
Which anyway, is very sad. Mohini. I did also... That brings me to a drinking rule that I had written down later on, but also feels applicable now. Mm-hmm. Drink every time someone cries, because there's a surprising amount of tears in this movie.
Yes. A lot of people just, like, quietly crying in the background yeah. of a lot of dance numbers.
And dance numbers, but also, like, as Charlie's getting the team together and he's explaining the story of his father, there's, like, a lot of people crying. Sometimes, like, Charlie's just crying. Sometimes they're all crying together. Like,
yeah.
It's not a bad rule.
It's a movie that embraces emotion, and I love that about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so lovely.
Yes. So good.
So good.
Her abs.
That's really...
I know. It was mostly me just staring slack-jawed at the screen, being like, God, she's so beautiful. Oh, she's so pretty. Oh, my God, she's amazing.
She's so beautiful. She's so talented.
I love her so much.
It's like, it just seeps into my soul and gives me so much joy. I love her so much. Another drinking game rule that I added was drinking every time Mohini, either she mentions her dance school or mentions respect.
Oh, that's a good one.
And respect happens a lot. The dance school happens a little less frequently. Yeah,
but respect's really important to her.
It's very important. That's like key to her character.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah. Okay. Well, and piggybacking off of that, another rule that I am proposing is drink every time Fire reacts to how hot Charlie and Mohini are together.
I wrote that one down too. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, it's like, why are we not talking about this more?
Honestly, that little kind of gag and it's that so song, good. Manavalagi, is... I love that song.
It's a gorgeous song. Like, it's on my Bollywood Jams playlist. So, like, I know it's a good mm-hmm. song, but every time it comes on in the movie, I'm like, it's a beautiful song.
It just hits you. And they use the reprise a bunch of times, yes. too. It's so powerful. Like, it's
the tune of it. It's just so, mm-hmm. pardon me, but lovely. It's so lovely.
Lovely. And it is sung by Arijit Singh. The man part is Arijit Singh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, of course it is. Ah, my God.
He has to, it's like contractual. He's on like every Bollywood soundtrack from like 2010 onwards.
So good. And also, speaking of the time period, Mohini's like low rise sweat suit mm-hmm. is so of the time.
Yes.
Where I'm like, you literally have to be like Deepika Padukone or Britney Spears to pull that off.
Those are the only two people who can do it.
Yeah. The next, like, note I have is, like, mm-hmm. when they're about to perform in the national competition.
Yes. I'm ready to jump forward that far.
Okay. So this was the first time that I noticed that, you know, Mohini gives that inspirational speech ahead of the mm-hmm. national, like, competition within India to see who's going to go to WDC. And I kind of was like tuning out because, right, it's like inspirational, whatever. But then she says at the end of it, go play. And then she has to like kind of stop and correct herself. And she's like, dance. And I was like, how have I not noticed this before? Hilarious. I found that very funny.
I've always wondered if that speech is, like, a ripoff of something else.
It must be, right?
Yeah. We have to just keep watching Bollywood movies until we find it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going back just a teensy bit to when they're auditioning to get into the national competition, I was a little bit offended by the fact that, like, Team Diamonds, like, walks into this audition space and everybody starts laughing at them immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, their outfits are no more ridiculous than anybody else's. The only thing that they could be laughing at is the fact that it's, like, mostly middle-aged men.
Yeah.
And I just think that's offensive and ageist.
I agree with that. Middle-aged men out there, if you want to dance, if you want to join a national dance team, do it.
Yeah, I support you.
No one's going to stop you. Yeah. And like,
no.
You know, I would say that the most quote unquote out of shape middle-aged man on there is Tammy. And Tammy like works out every day. He's jogging. Yeah. He's desired by a lot of people. So
yeah. Tammy's got brides lining up at the door.
Yeah. Him. Have you seen his calves?
They're good. I haven't looked at his calves, but next time I will. Next year I'll remember.
They really feature the calves, like, at first, you know, when he first literally jumps on the scene. It's like his high socks and his calves. And I was like, okay, we're doing this for a reason.
And the reason is nice calves.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm not attracted to Bowman Irani.
Neither am I.
But I adore him and I love him. And he makes me so happy.
Yes, I agree. I'm not attracted to Bowman Irani, but at the same time, like, if my partner looked like Bowman Irani, like, at Bowman Irani's age...
Oh, yeah, I'd be cool with it.
I'd be down, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, there's a few things that I'd be like, how did that happen?
It makes no sense in either case.
No.
But a little less in yours.
Yeah. Hmm. How do you go from blonde...
to Bowman Irani. From blonde to Bowman.
Oh, that's funny. But yes, no, I agree. People should support people.
Yes, absolutely. If they're not doing anything that's causing anybody any harm, just let them have fun.
Yeah. Okay. My next thing is right before the big party at Atlantis.
Ooh, okay. I had two Eurovision comments that I would like
it's
to make first.
So similar to Eurovision. I did have the thought where I was like, is there a world dance competition or something like it? Because it feels very Eurovision and I would totally be here for it.
Yeah. It was the voting at first that made me think of Eurovision and like vote. Pick up your Nokia phone, everybody, and vote. And then when they arrive in Dubai and they're like announcing all the teams and one of the teams is Hungary, I was like, I don't think I've ever seen Hungary perform in Eurovision.
Huh. Do they? I'm going to look it up. I can't remember. Hungary has participated in the Eurovision Song Contest 17 times since making its debut in 1994.
Wow.
Last appearance was in 2019, though. So before we started watching it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good for Hungary. Okay.
And good for you. You were correct.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But okay, so we're right before the big party. I did just write down like multiple times how much I wanted Mohini and Jag to kiss.
Yeah, it feels like, honestly, Jag and Mohini have like more sexual chemistry than her and Charlie.
I agree. And we talked about this last year, too. So I apologize for being repetitive. But like, I just was watching it just thinking, like, you guys, you two just belong together. Like, please just be together and be great. And I would love it. But
we only talk about it because it's true, you know?
Exactly. We don't tell lies here on this podcast.
No. We speak the truth, damn it. Whether you want to hear it or not. But I think it's funny in this scene, like, you know, Charlie's like, Mohini and Nandu, they can't come to the party. Mm-hmm. And Mohini obviously overhears this, but she tells Nandu to go to his room and sleep. And he's kind of like, but no, I don't want to. And she's like, sleep. It is broad daylight. Like, yeah. Not just like, oh, the sun is setting daylight, but like straight up like 2 or 3 p.m.
It's like 2 p.m., yeah.
daylight. And I was just like, that's funny. Telling someone to sleep when it's like the middle of the afternoon.
That is funny. This is a deep pull, but the Arrested Development episode where Michael and George Michael are going
fishing. Oh my god, yes.
Fishing.
And George, you can hear like, everyone having fun in the pool. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. And they're like, well, we have to get up early in the morning. Also about this whole dance, like, or this whole party scene.
Yes.
Every time that Mohini arrives, like every time I watch this and they start, they do the teaser for Om Shanti Om.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just like gets me.
It's so good.
It is so good.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, yeah. Again, like the music for Om Shanti Om is so phenomenal. But yeah, I also think that there should be a rule kind of adjacent to the drinking game, but not involving drinking, that you have to get up and dance when India Wale happens.
India Wale is truly like top five.
Oh, yeah.
Like favorite Bollywood dance numbers for me.
I, you know, it was like as I was drinking, I was like, oh, I wonder if we're going to do like the favorite dance number thing. And I was like, oh, what will I choose? Because when you're not actively watching the film, I think it's very easy to be like, there's so many good dance numbers and so many good songs, because there are.
Yep.
But then when you're actively watching it, it's so clear that mm-hmm. India Wale is the best one.
I know. It's so good. And it's just, it's so powerful and fun. Yeah. And again, like they do such a good job of bringing back like the motifs from these songs, like again and again. And so every time it you hear it again, you're just like, India Wale.
I know. And then I was just like, that was another moment where I was like, oh, I'm drunk, because I started like doing the dance.
Oh my God. I was like fully dancing to like, I was just sitting there like bopping to India Wale. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. So I do think that should be like a rule, not involving drinking, but like, you just got to get up, get off your keister. Yeah.
Absolutely. This dance is a movie about dancing. You got to get moving. Yeah. Yeah. I did have a funny moment where, because I love the part where Mohini like dances Team North Korea off the like off the moving platform, and I wrote down like, this is India's number, and then immediately after that, Charlie dances on with all the white ladies, and I was like, oh, okay.
Well, you know, the white ladies are fine because we could be those white ladies,
right? Charlie invited them onto the stage, so it's different.
Exactly. It's fine. Can we also just, like, I did write this down to be discussed later, but we could talk about it now. But let's talk about the fact that South Korea, which is a team of mostly adults, brought, like, a 10-year-old child?
A child, yes.
Like, why? Whose kid is he?
I don't know. Do you think he's one of the other dancers'
I don't think
children?
So, which is really weird. Because, like, yes, he flips and stuff, but he falls a lot. That's another rule I have. It's like drink when a child almost dies.
It's just twice, but it's important.
It'd be like one thing if he were like a whiz kid who was doing all sorts of flips. And I know he flips a fair amount, but like, he's not that good. So why did they bring a child with them?
It feels lazy to me, because it's like, you know, they needed a flyer. Yes. They needed someone for the top
of
their pyramid.
You can get a small person to do that.
Yeah, they're like, we'll pick a 10-year-old child and just toss him around. It's like, no.
For that matter, where are the women?
Where are the women?
Hmm?
I don't know. I did want to say, though, because I mentioned this earlier, but the moment in India Wale where I was crying really hard. Not crying really hard, but laughing so hard I was crying.
Uh-huh. Two different things.
Yeah. Like, right after Mohini has her, like, fantasy moment with Charlie.
Yeah.
Jag and Tammy kind of come up and like sing to her, and then the camera just like cuts to Charlie, and he's just like kind of standing there like clapping.
Yeah.
And it's just so silly. He's just sort of like, hey.
Oh, but are his eyes sparkling, Kim?
I mean, they probably are, but it looked very awkward.
I see. That's fair. Yeah.
But in a really funny, adorable, pleasant way that I enjoyed deeply.
That makes sense.
Also, the elevator scene coming out of the party scene is just cinematic gold.
Always so good. Like, again, yep. Doesn't make sense unless you just embrace the ridiculousness of this movie. Exactly. And if you do, it's so fun. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Me too.
It's good.
That's all we need to say about that.
Yeah. Next, we have the helipad scene.
Sure, yeah.
And I just was like, I'm sorry, but in this entire fancy hotel that consistently hosts a bunch of, like, live events and, like, big things, gatherings mm-hmm. of people for various reasons, why is it that the only practice space they have for the dancers is the helipad on the roof?
It makes no sense, especially because, like, helicopters go by, and it's like, do you think yep. people were like, I was gonna land there?
Yeah, like,
all these
right?
people dancing.
I guess I can't. Yeah. What a weird, like, I'm just like, what were the writers on? Like, who even has the thought that, like, okay, now, let's put them on the rooftop.
Yeah, it's very ridiculous.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a good scene with the fighting and the, like, Charlie hanging off the edge of the super tall yes. building. Like, but from a tipsy person's perspective, it's a little ridiculous.
I think it makes no sense, no matter how much alcohol you have or have not consumed.
Yeah.
Two things I want to say about this scene. One, I like the, like, kung fu fighting sort of riff yes. song that's playing in the background. I just wish that the whole thing didn't have the racist undertones.
Is Agreed.
Point number one.
Yep.
And two, I was just thinking how much fun it would be to work as, like, a costumer or a set dresser or scenic artist on this movie, because it's like the boys always kind of have this coordinated look that's really fun.
Yeah.
And, like, the props and the scenery are always so colorful and bright. Like, the part where, like, all the boys are wearing different colored sweatpants in this scene. Mm-hmm. And then the part where Charlie gets chucked over the table with, like, all the different color bottles. It's like
Gatorades.
What is that? It's so fun and bright. And I just think that must have been such a good time to do that.
I agree. The whole movie is super bright. Yeah.
It is.
And again, it comes down to, like, all the blue and stuff.
So much
blue. It's clearly intentional. And it doesn't even need a why. It's just, like,
it's just there.
It's fun. Yeah.
It just feels good. Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. Okay. So then I go to after the semifinals. Like, right okay. before the results are about to be announced. So what do you have to say?
Just one thing about Nonsense Key Night is sung by Mika Singh.
Do I know who that is?
That's one of my other favorite playback singers. Oh. He has, like, a very unique sounding voice. So okay. I was just like, we're just covering all the faves in this
feeling
movie.
Feeling all right.
Because it's a Nonsense Key Night.
Yeah, that's a good, I like the little Thriller riff.
Yeah, that's yeah. fun.
That is yeah. fun. This was, like, the first time I noticed that after that whole dance happens and Charlie saves the life of the child, which is ridiculous because I know we already talked enough about this, but you should not have giant spiky balls at a dance competition. Well,
and actually, one other thing to point out about that, the kid lands on Charlie when yeah. he, like, saves him.
So he wouldn't have landed.
Would that brick-muscled man be all that softer to land on
than the floor?
Than the floor underneath the ground?
It's a great question, because we've already established that I wouldn't necessarily want my body to be against that body.
No, and to just, like, hit it full force yeah, that would hurt. Fall in, like, 12 feet.
That would hurt. But I would maintain that a human body would have more resistance than a
There'd
floor.
There'd be more give. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. But I like, because, like, after that whole thing happens, you know, the guys are like, okay, Mohini, we're like, we're going to do our own thing. Bye. Because yeah. they're, like, realizing that they can't do the whole diamond plan. Yada, yada, yada. But at the door, I missed if someone was like, who is it? But it seems like Mohini just is like, Mohini! Like, she just shouts her name through the door to be like, okay, guys, they're about to announce the semifinal results. Like, let's go.
Do you want to pay attention to this? Or
like, yeah. And the idea of just rolling up to a door and being like, Katie, is wild.
That is fun. I like that.
Yeah. But then I also noticed, because I know we're not doing a plot recap, but like after India makes it through to the final and there's that whole montage of everyone being super into Team India, this was also the first time that I noticed that Nandu is giving out thumbprints.
Yeah.
Instead of autographs.
Uh-huh.
Which is just funny.
That is funny. Yeah. I noticed that too. I don't think I've ever noticed that before.
Yeah. And also seems like it might be a little unsafe as far as like identity theft goes, but like whatever.
Yeah. Like people then go around and like use his fingerprint to get into all of his secret
yeah. safes. Yeah. Although I guess like Nandu doesn't really have a ton going for him.
He doesn't.
So.
Speaking of Nandu though, in this sequence, I did note that the pelvic thrust is an extremely important component of the snake dance.
Yes, it is.
Like I always sort of focus on the arms and the tongue, but the pelvic thrust is, it really drives you insane.
It's the arms and the, yeah.
The arms of the pelvis.
Okay, now I'm going to have to make a note for next year to keep an eye out on the hips.
Yeah, the hips, they gyrate.
They really do. I also just wanted to take a moment and talk about how wild it is that the semifinals were held like on Christmas Eve mm-hmm. or around there, because they were like, the losers will spend their Christmas on a plane ride back home.
Right, yeah.
And then the finals are held on New Year's Eve?
That's literally a week later.
What are they doing for that week?
Just going around and ice skating and pelvic thrusting.
Yeah, that's
among the locals.
That's like a really long time to just hang.
That is a long time.
Like, yeah. I feel like they would normally give you like 2 days, maybe.
Yeah. Going back to Eurovision, it's basically, it's a very quick turnaround.
It is. Like, Eurovision starts and ends over the course of like a week, which makes sense to me. What are we doing?
I don't know. We just got to hit the holidays is what they apparently
Well, yeah,
were
and
to
that
do.
Was like the first time I realized that they shifted from like plan Merry Christmas to plan Happy New Year. And I was like, oh, right. That's the name of the movie.
Drink every time they say the name of the movie. We already have that rule, basically.
It happens, like,
but
twice. Yeah. Yeah. But also, as all the stuff is going down and Team India has to, switch places with Team Britain.
Uh-huh.
This was the first time I noticed that one of the Brits kisses Tammy on the cheek. Yeah.
Super cute.
I love this runner that Tammy's just like really attractive to a lot of people.
Yeah. I thought it was really funny that Team Britain's, like, they were the only team who was wearing like their flag.
Yeah.
Like, they all had like a Union Jack on their outfits. And I was just like, that's classic.
It is.
Classic British Empire up in here.
It's so.
Like, look at our flag.
It so is. Because I thought it was funny because they also showed, like, Team USA. And Team USA was a little bit, like, over the top with the red, white, and blue, which did feel reasonable for us. But we're not necessarily going to be in stars and stripes.
Right.
Whereas the Union Jack is, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Did Team USA, oh, they did make it into the final.
They did.
Which I remembered just then because I remember the first time I watched this with you and we were like cheering for the countries as they got in and then the US got in and we were like, oh. We lack any and all nationalism.
Yeah. Again, I think we've talked about this, but like the only time I'm ever like, yeah, USA is like Olympics.
Is the Olympics. And even then there are other countries who I get more excited about seeing be successful.
Yeah.
It's like really just the US and gymnastics that I get excited for.
Exactly. So yeah, there's that. But also around this time is the first time that I noticed that Vicky Grover's eyes are bright blue.
Oh, God, yeah. It's horrible.
Like, why?
They use the same contacts that they use when Charlie is, like, creepy with blue eyes and blonde hair.
Yeah, which was also really freaky. I didn't like that either. And I'm not saying Indian people can't have blue eyes. They can, but, like, not that
just
unnatural blue.
Just these guys that have the fake ones.
Exactly.
Is not a good look.
It's disturbing. Yeah. So, yeah, I was just, like, confused. I was like, how did Jackie Shroff sire this blue-eyed being?
Well, we never see his mom.
That's
so maybe
true.
His mom had the blue eyes. Yeah.
That's true. And I couldn't remember. You listened to our episode from last year, but did we reference the Johnny Lever joke? I think we did. Okay.
Yeah.
So good. It caught me by surprise. I'd forgotten about it. I love it.
It's good stuff. It's good quality entertainment.
Johnny Lever deserves to be referenced in all the movies.
He does. We have already talked about it in this episode, and we talked about it in depth in our episode last year, and we have already passed it in our recap. But just to go back very quickly to the beautiful girl, very pregnant moment. I just was thinking about, because Vicky Grover at that point, like, he still, like, kind of goes on to, like, whatever that mission was that he envisioned for, like, how to respond to the beautiful girl who's very pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, do you think he was disappointed when he got to wherever he was going? And he's like, there are no beautiful women here and nobody is very pregnant.
Yeah. Well, that's like the weird thing. It's the combo. It's like,
yeah,
what did you think was going to happen?
Right. It's like, it was like two different ideas of like, there's a beautiful woman you need to attend to, or there's a woman, and I have to assume that, like, by very pregnant, he means, like, giving birth.
Giving birth. That's what I should
She's so
as
pregnant
well.
That she's about to no longer be pregnant.
Like, she is in labor. You know, I don't think I ever want to carry a child, but if I did, I don't really want anyone just on the street being like, she's very pregnant.
That woman there, she's very pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, that's why it's so funny, because, like, it doesn't really make sense.
It makes no sense, but it's very, very funny. Yeah.
Which is why this whole movie is so delightful. Like, the whole film makes no sense.
Yeah. There's plenty of holes to poke in it, and it's a lot of fun.
It's so good. I love it. Oh, gosh. And then we get to Nandu stripping down to get everyone into, like, the secret vault or whatever.
Yep.
And again, I find myself wondering, who on this planet would take off their underwear before they would take off their shirt?
Nobody I know.
Me neither. I'm like, I would definitely take off my shirt. I would much rather be topless than Winnie the Poohing it.
I completely agree. I also felt like he was standing, like, flat-footed on his clothes.
Yeah, go
like, on your tippy toes.
So true. He's a tall man. That would have given him an extra 2 inches at least.
I mean, he's probably got big feet, too. Yeah. Tall guy, big feet. That's gonna boost you.
Yeah, well, he'll know for next time.
Yeah.
Instead of just showing all of your stuff to everyone.
Just stand on your tippy toes, yeah. Keep your junk concealed.
Yeah.
And stand on your tippy toes. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! This is our advice to you for this, the start of the 2025 season.
As we get into the whole safe cracking situation,
yes.
I was thinking how funny it would have been if Charlie hadn't been the password to the, like, the secret surprise inside
safe. Only Charlie can open this, and it's like,
and they were just like, that didn't work. What else you got?
That would be hilarious. Well, because you and I talked last year about, like, how long it took them to figure that out.
It's so long.
And I'm like,
and
you're
Charlie,
supposed
like,
to be
needs
smart.
Help spelling Yeah, you're all supposed to be, like, on top of this. And
yeah.
And it just took you all so long to put it together.
Like,
yeah.
What?
It's very silly.
Yeah.
But, again, that's what's so fun about this movie.
It's great. One other, like, thing that I had that I was like, that doesn't really make sense to me. So they obviously, they knock Vicky Grover out to steal his, like, thumbprint, right?
Yep.
And then they deposit him in his room.
Uh-huh.
His room, which is the penthouse.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He wakes up in his own bedroom. There are no windows. His window is into an aquarium.
Uh-huh.
But he's in the penthouse, which tends to be at the top of these really tall buildings.
And we've been to the roof of this building, and we know it's a helipad and not the top of an aquarium?
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Exactly. Someone has to ask the hard questions.
Although,
there aren't just fish in the sky.
Not that I've seen. they weren't on top of the Atlantis Hotel when they were on the helipad. So maybe...
Weren't they?
Because, like, we see the hotel and it looks very... It's, like, pink and blue and looks kind of like... Okay. You know, it's got all the balconies. And then the building that they're on is just, like, a weird skyscraper. It's not a weird skyscraper. I'm sure it's a perfectly normal skyscraper, but it's weird that they're up there.
Don't want to offend any of the skyscrapers out there. You're all beautiful.
You're all beautiful. I don't want to body shame any buildings. But anyway, yes, your point still very much stands. I don't understand the topography of this building.
No, like, if anything, you'd think he'd have a view and an aquarium.
I think both would be ideal,
But he didn't. He just had fish.
Just the aquarium, yeah. Would you rather have a, like, beach view or a view straight into the aquarium?
No window. Good luck with your sad.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like looking at fish constantly might cure my seasonal affective disorder.
More than sunshine?
No, clinically, like, no, but...
See, I have some notes for the architects of this hotel.
I did write down, I think during the, like, with the dolphins, you know.
Oh, when they're all just, like, doing tricks in the background? Yeah.
You know this is a crazy movie when in discussing it, the dolphins don't even come up. But I, like, wrote down that I want to go somewhere warm. I want to be somewhere warm with colors and light. I don't want to be here.
In Vermont in the winter?
When it's just gray.
That's fair.
And dark.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's not even... We're recording this on December 6th.
Yeah, no, we're not even into real winter yet.
We're not even close to the new year. I mean, we're close, but we still have a ways to go.
Yeah, but Vermont is farther north than where I am.
I mean, but it's the same situation. It's dark, it's cold, it's gray.
It is. Yeah. It was sad watching my dog soak up what little sun she could this morning. Like, she was like, ah, one weak little sunbeam. I'll curl up in it. And she got that for like 30 minutes and then it was gone. And I was like, sorry, kid. Like,
yeah,
you're on your own.
That's the way the cookie crumbles in December.
Yeah. But okay, transitioning to the final.
Yes.
Like the finale.
Yes.
Every single time that I watch this movie and Mohini just like appears in that gorgeous skirt.
Yep.
I get body-wide goosebumps.
It's so incredible. Like, I will never tire of watching this, the finale of this movie. Like,
no.
Her dance is so beautiful.
Yes.
And powerful. Ugh. And enough to win all the awards.
Without everyone else on the team.
And then the boys show up and they're so good. And they're so adorable. And I love it.
Yes. And it's such a good moment. It's like heartwarming. Like, you're just like in awe of her and like what she's able to do. But then it's like, oh, friendship and love. And oh, that's all lovely. And like then when Charlie arrives.
Oh, man.
And you get, like, the voiceover, and then you're just, like, I was literally, because at this point I was pretty tipsy, I was just screaming at my TV, like, do the Sharu Garms! And then he does.
Oh, so good.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
With the Indian flag behind him.
Yes, no, you cannot beat that. That's so good. So good.
It's wonderful. Yeah, I love everything about it.
Yeah.
One thought that I had at the sort of about the end of this movie, so kind of like the closing action of this movie, as we see Jackie Shroff, I don't remember what his character's name is, as we see him get arrested.
Grover, yes.
Charon Grover.
Yeah.
We know that Papa Anupam Kher took his own life in prison using a razor blade. And earlier in the movie, Charlie says that he wants Charon Grover's punishment to be that when he wants to die, he can't.
That's a good point. This is a plot hole.
Yes. And then he gives him a razor blade. It's like, okay, this is a hugely dark thing to have happened in this movie, and also makes no sense.
Goes against what he said. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have an answer for you.
No.
I think that was a writer oversight, if I'm being honest. Yeah,
they were just like, this will be intense, and it's like, well, it undermines the whole thing you said before, but that's okay, you know? We're not here for the writing.
Right, no, that's true. We're here for the colors and the dancing and the songs and the stupid humor.
Yes, all of those things are wonderful.
And again, I'm just like, this movie, every time I'm like, oh, am I going to be a little bored watching it this year? I've seen it so many times. Nope.
Never.
Continues to be amazing.
Always.
So,
did you have any other notes about the movie?
That's all I've got.
Me too. Yeah.
I love it. It's great.
That's the good stuff.
So,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I hope 2025 bodes well for us.
I mean,
we'll see.
We'll see.
I mean, in the U.S., we've got some changes coming.
Yeah, some changes that look a little frighteningly familiar, but.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about Bollywood, so.
We are talking about Bollywood. And we've definitely got Bollywood to look forward to in 2025. Oh, for sure.
You and me? Yeah. Heck yeah.
Boggy. Baby John?
All the bees. I forgot about Baby John.
Yeah.
Is that with...
he's coming.
I forgot. That's with...
That's Varun.
Oh, it's Varun. Right. First he's Bunny, and now he's Baby John.
Yeah. That's the classic trajectory of a career.
You know. Wonderful. No, I'm so excited. I was talking to people about the Boggy franchise and how wild it is, and like, let's go for this bottle movie in a bathroom.
I'm so ready.
I know. We thought he was going to outer space. What it'll be like.
We thought he was going to outer space. Turns out he's just going to the bathroom.
Like all people do. God, it's so relatable.
That's true. Everybody goes to the bathroom, but not everybody goes to outer space.
That's so true.
Oh, that's great.
But okay, so do you have any Bollywood news?
I don't.
No, and that's good, because as you've stated, which may have been cut out, we don't know, we're recording this like 3 weeks in advance. So
we are.
Any Bollywood news we have will not be news.
Irrelevant.
Like, even worse than normal.
Yeah.
But pluggables. Follow us at Two White Girls Talk Bollywood on Instagram. Don't even talk to me about it. We'll get there.
Just follow us. Just trust us.
Just it's follow great. Us and consider it like, wow, that'll be so incredible when it does get updated.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So fun. Also, consider subscribing to us on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. You can leave a rating or review on said podcast platform. But whatever you choose to do or not do, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks very much for listening, and join us on YouTube and Spotify, where we keep our Bollywood bangers playlists and add the songs we love from the movies that we watch and link them in our episode descriptions, as well as in our Instagram posts whenever they might happen.
When they happen.
No new songs for this movie, because all the songs from Happy New Year that we love are already on the playlist.
As they should be.
Yeah. So you and I had already talked about what we want our first movie to be of January, but I had a thought that I wanted to present to you, because our first episode will be coming out shortly after Rithik's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And in going back and listening to stuff and editing bloopers, we still haven't watched Jodha Akbar.
No, we have not, which is absurd. I mean, we're recording a little out of order, but I was going to bring this up, / I'm sure I did bring this up in our year of review episode. Yeah, it's absurd we haven't watched Jodha Akbar yet. Would you like to watch Jodha Akbar?
What if we start the year with Jodha Akbar, and then we go into where we were going to go?
Yes.
After. We have started the year with a Rithik movie.
That's true.
It feels right.
It does feel right. Let's do Jodha Akbar.
Jodha Akbar.
Okay, everyone. So you heard it here first. first film of the year, Jodha Akbar.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't even need to, like, look up or remind myself what the plot of that film is. Like, if you ever wanted a sexy sword fight, it's happening.
It's here. They have it here in Jodha Akbar.
Oh, my gosh. And now we can finally talk about, like, the inner religious stuff that's happening in this film. It's such an incredible film for so many reasons.
Yeah. I mean, it is at its heart a love story.
Yes. And there are horses.
And there are horses.
Horses. Yeah.
Should I read the IMDb plot description?
You should. We should do it because not everyone necessarily knows what Jodha Akbar is about. We do because we love it. But
yes. Yeah. So, Jodha Akbar, a 16th century love story about a marriage of alliance that gave birth to true love between a great Mughal emperor, Akbar, and a Rajput princess, Jodha.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, it's so good. So, Jodha Akbar is available on Netflix. I am getting distracted by the trailer. The costuming. The costuming is so good.
It's so good. It's a beautiful movie. It's just stunningly beautiful.
It is everything about it. Like, there's nothing to not love. But anyway, the synopsis on Netflix is, in 16th century India, what begins as a strategic alliance between a Mughal emperor and a Hindu princess becomes a genuine opportunity for true love. And sexy sword fighting.
Yeah.
There's so much chemistry.
So good.
It's so good. And if you haven't seen Jodha Akbar, first of all, where have you been? But also, I'm not judging. Just be warned, it is 3.5 hours long.
It's, yeah, it takes some time to get through, but it's worth it.
It's so good. It's not slow at all. It's just beautiful.
No, it's just beautiful. Every moment takes up as much space as it needs to take up to be fully impactful. It's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited about it.
Yay!
Amazing. Okay, great. And just a reminder that for, you know, this year onward, we're switching to an every other week release schedule. So this will come out on
January 14th.
January 14th. Perfetto.
We'll see you then, friends.
Yes. And until then, remember, Bollywood doesn't need us.
No.
But we really need Bollywood.
We really need Bollywood, and especially Happy New Year.
Apparently, and like every time I'm like, I don't know, is it silly we rewatch this every year? No.
No regrets.
It's amazing.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.